Hello.
Hey, trying to speak with Kari Houghton.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Yes, sir.
Kari, how you doing? Rick here from Huff and Mazer. We were just
Hey,
having
how
a chat
are
on the website. Not too bad. Thank you for
Yeah.
asking. So you good now? I mean, are you good to speak?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, perfect. So you mentioned that your daughter had a great idea and you wanted her to convert that into a game.
Yeah.
Can you give me some background? Can you help me pick this up? What is she planning to do with this?
Well, she wants to, I mean, she has a pretty good base of following. Like, she's an influencer for, gymnastics. So she
Okay.
is trying to create a game, like, where they kind of like, where they, like, a kid can go on, do gymnastics, whatever you do. I don't even know, but then, like, if you want to upgrade your leotard, you can pay for it, or upgrade clothing or whatever. Build like your own gym, or and like do tournaments and play with people, something like that along those lines.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean that's a fair idea, and as long as you have primitive.
Obviously, it would have to be continuously updated, I would imagine, right?
Well, not really. I mean, I mean, of course, when you start making some revenue out of it, you could invest it back into it, and let's say every once a year or once every 2 years, you could add more levels to it. You could add more avatars. You could add more props for people to
Yeah,
purchase from the
yeah,
store, as in-app purchases,
yeah.
and that's just to drive more revenue and to keep people engaged, to keep them on the application, to retain them. But otherwise, I mean,
Yeah.
the only thing that I can look at as an ongoing requirement would be the maintenance of the application, whatever has already been built in the first phase. Now, that is not too expensive, right? And that's something, if you have a budget. And this again is a great business model. You could research a few companies, and or I can send you some links of companies that just do games for revenue, right? So
Yeah.
they roll out games that, for example, EA Sports that we've heard about, right? EA Sports rolls out
Yeah. Yeah.
probably about 84 games every
Yeah.
year, and they have
Yeah.
about 600 plus game app developers, right? Although they
Yeah.
just work for EA Sports, but
Yeah, they just work at
you know,
EA.
as
Yeah,
long as
I
you
mean,
know.
it would be like something like along those lines, and then like you said, like with the games with the revenue,
Right, and then
I don't, I just
what
don't know how that
exactly?
works, so.
I'll tell you how this works. So the first thing that I wanted to figure out is that, for example, let's say you're going for a gymnastics application, then what kind of back.
Hello?